This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly concluded peacefully last evening with a voter turnout of approximately 60.42%. The highest turnout of 66.25% was recorded in the North-East Delhi district, while South-East Delhi saw the lowest at 56.16%. The counting votes will take place on Saturday. Meanwhile, voting for bypoles was also held in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh. About 67.97% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and approximately 65.35% in Milkipur. The Milkipur seat was vacated by SP leader Avadhesh Prasad following his victory in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections from Faizabad. Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed his gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for allocating 17,155 crore rupees for railways in Gujarat in the budget 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Shah highlighted that under the leadership of the Prime Minister, the railway network of Gujarat and the entire country is witnessing a golden period of development and expansion. He added that the Union Budget for 2025-26 will further accelerate this progress. Mr. Shah pointed out that Gujarat's railway budget has increased 29-fold under the current government. He also noted that over the past decade, the electrification of railway tracks in the state has grown 22 times, with 97% of the tracks now electrified. The Home Minister also mentioned that 87 stations in Gujarat will be developed as Amrit stations at an investment of nearly 6,303 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three. Sam Altman said, India is an incredibly important market for AI.
India is an incredibly important market for AI in general, for OpenAI in particular. It's our second biggest market, tripled users here in the last year, but mostly seeing what people in India are building with AI at all levels of the stack, chips, models, all of the incredible applications. So I think India should be doing everything. I think India should be one of the leaders of the AI revolution. It's really quite amazing to see what the country has done and embraced the technology and building the entire stack of things on top of it.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Mahakumbh currently underway in Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection." He said, like the crores of other people who have taken part in it, he was also filled with the spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless the countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip in Prayagraj Mahakumbh earlier in the morning. More than 39 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. Foreign Affairs Ministers of Greece George Gerapetridis arrived in Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. During the visit, Mr. Gerapetridis will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. His visit will further strengthen India-Greece ties and enhance growing strategic partnership between the two countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met SCO Secretary General Nurlan Yermakibyayev in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar congratulated him on assuming this new responsibility in a social media post. The External Affairs Minister said they discussed India's work in SCO and the building of a secure SCO. Indian cricket team will face England in the opening match of the three-match ODI series at the Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.